Commissioner.
So the enforcement division recently had a seminar here in Helena where everyone in the enforcement division attended, and it was really successful. They had an all-day training from I think he was an ex-policeman from Chicago, but he had some really good lessons that spoke directly to enforcement, and I think that was very welcome. They also had a successful blood drive while they did that. There are several investigations working their way through both state and federal court, and the wardens are working closely with the Wildlife Division in Pittman Robertson activities, those non-enforcement activities. Chronic wasting disease hunts conclude today, and as Commissioner Chairman Vermillion said, the winter weather is really keeping our staff busy responding to game damage complaints. It's also been a really busy capture season for research and for brucellosis monitoring. Well, that means a lot of long days for many of our field staff, so to thank them for that. Our legal unit just went to Seattle to argue before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on a case questioning whether candidate conservation agreements can be used in delisting the species. And one of the questions that we were thankful our attorneys got was, what does Montana care? Why do you care anyway? So pretty perfect question for us to answer why it matters so much to us. Yesterday, we just launched a new, what's called My Fish, Wildlife, and Parks portal, and that we put together really to protect the information of all hunters, fishers, and fisher people. I've got to learn how to say that better, to include everyone. Fisher people, to protect their information. So what it does, it creates this this two-step process. And we had, so it's been up for 24 hours, and we've had already 400 accounts created. So I encourage everybody to check that out and go online. I think it's going to be a great tool into the future. It allows you to manage your kids or other family accounts in the same place. And we'll keep working on that to be helpful. More helpful in the future. Parks in Focus, which is the governor's initiative to help support parks in the future. They have their first meeting tomorrow, and they're going to Lewis and Clark Caverns in Headwaters State Park. There's also a Parks and Recreation Board meeting in at Travelers Rest on Tuesday. And lastly, you'll soon be getting an invitation to the first, we've never had an all-staff, all-hands meeting before, and I feel very strongly that is a way for us to pull together, to learn from each other, and start to have a common message amongst us so we can all sort of pull that together. So that will be in April, and you should be getting an invitation probably early next week. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Director Williams. Anything else before we move on to the agenda of the meeting? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and start with